We're doing the Ketzur Shulchan Aruch Mekor Chayim, and we are up to the 14th chapter, the 13th halacha, the laws of Shema. So, Nagin Nikot Pasuk Rishon Bekol Ram. The custom is that we read the first Pasuk out loud, L'orer HaKavana. For some reason, Ashkenazim lost it. But it even says in Shulchan Aruch, the Chazan should say it out loud. And I haven't seen Chazanim say it out loud either. Really, everyone should say the first Pasuk out loud to arouse our Kavanah, so that we're better focused. The Nagin and the custom is Riten Yad Yamin Al Einayim, to place the right hand over the eyes, Kedei Shlo Yistakel B'Shum Devar Ha'Asui Lefri HaKavanah, so he won't end up looking at anything that will distract his focus. So the custom is we cover our eyes when we say it. The Sfardim, he doesn't discuss the Sfardim. Sfardim put their hand on their eyes like this, the letter Shin, yes. The three letters represent the Shin of Shema. Ashkenazim put their hand like this. V'yarich b'chet shel echad shi'ur.
And if I also with this that feel not tefillah
with the talis.
With talis, yes.
Yeah, right. Talis, I saw them do that too, right?
Yeah,
I don't know what the source for that is.
Like no, it's like tent, like
For the focus. Okay.
Like focus, yes, also.
V'yarich b'chet
sukkah Shlomo.
A person when he says ech. So in the ches of echad, he should go a little bit longer. Yarich b'chit shel echad, the letter ches. When he says echad, he should say it a little bit longer. Shiul, the amount of time it takes him sheyachshov, so that he could think. Shakadosh Baruch Hu yachid b'olamo. He's saying Hashem is singular. We say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem echad. So as we say the echad, we should have in mind. That Hashem is singular in His world, u'moshel ba'ar ba'ruchot ha'olam, and He controls the four directions of the world, everything, up, down, all around. So it takes a second to think that, so we prolong the echad. Echad. V'lo yarich yotom shir zeh, but you shouldn't make it longer than that. Those who go echad, no, that's wrong.
No, it's wrong.
You should just a little bit longer, so you could have in mind that Hashem is singular in the whole world. Some have the custom, they move their head in the direction they're thinking. Hashem is singular in this direction, all around. They move their head all around. Mala v'mata v'l'arba uchot. They move their head up, down to the four directions. B'shash malchim b'milat echad. As they're focusing on the word echad. V'usiyu avesel chavana. And that helps some people for their kavana. So fine. The Gemara brings that he used to roll his eyes in all directions. When he would say echad, fine, whatever works for you. Alecha yudale. The chal pasuk rishon after the first pasuk, yomar baruch shem kod malchuto leolam ve'ed. We say that verse of baruch shem kvod malchuto. May the name of the honor of his kingdom be blessed leolam ve'ed forever. Belachash quietly. Ve'im lo amaro o shelo kiven ba'amirato. And if a person skipped it by mistake, he didn't say baruch shem, or he wasn't focused when he said it. So the halacha is that Baruch Shem is just as important as Shema. The Kavana in Baruch Shem Kod Machto Olam Ba'ed is just as critical as in the first Pasuk, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And if a person wasn't focused, Chozor Le'omro, he must repeat the Baruch Shem, Kidino Kidin Pasuk Rishon L'chol Davar, because it has the same halacha as the first Pasuk.
Oh, I remember Rav Lisman explained it's why it's... should be said, but should be said quietly. So I don't remember.
The idea is that Yaakov Avinu said it. Yes. Right. So when Yaakov wanted to tell his children when Mashiach would come, God left him. The Shechina left.
And he could not see. Yes. When
he thought maybe you guys are someone among you is not whole in his belief. So they all replied, Shema Yisrael, listen, our Father Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hashem is the only one we believe in. And when Yaakov heard that, he replied, Baruch Shem Kvod Machto L'Olam Ve'ed. And being that Yaakov said it, we say it. Being that Moshe didn't write it in the Torah into the Shema, so we whisper it. We don't say it out loud. Okay, we'll pause here. Yishukrach. Tomorrow morning,